Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, David Brody, let's see what you got.
Elvis, our listener Deborah wanted a phone tap her friend Sarah a couple of weeks ago. Sarah was in charge of booking the big Hanukkah party for her and her friends. And I called from the catering hall that she booked it in. Tell her there's a problem with the reservation.
There's always a problem with the reservation.
Always.
All right, let's see what happens in Brody's phone tap.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking for Sarah Goldberg.
Sarah Goldfarb?
Yeah, listen, you have a party booked at the Marriott Hotel for...
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, yes.
Okay, you booked that party with Anthony, right? And
yes.
Anthony was double booking rooms, taking deposits, and then overbooking the place. And he was going to quit after the holidays, but we found out what he was doing and we fired him.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So
that's terrible.
That is terrible. Yes. But the reason I'm calling is that unfortunately your room was double booked. I have another party, a much larger party booked in the same room.
You'll have to cancel them. I was booked first. I'm sorry.
Listen, you don't know you were booked first. I'm looking at the dates here, and you were booked on October 17th, and I've got a party for the Delvecchios, and they were booked on October 3rd. So,
I don't care. I paid my money. I'm booked. That's how it goes. I'm booked in there. You don't understand. I have 27 people coming.
Right. But the Delvecchios have 69 people, and, you know, 69 is always better.
I don't care if they have 69 and it's better. You have to honor agreement.
Well, listen, this is a big Christmas party.
What are you saying? That a Christmas party is more important than a Hanukkah party? Is that what you're telling me?
Maybe you could move it to another night.
You cannot just change this on me. I cannot find another place.
Right, now listen.
You listen. You fix this.
You people are good in math. 27 is less than 69.
What the hell? You people? Who are you calling you people?
Your teachers.
Listen, you. Who's your boss?
Listen, Mrs. Goldstein, calm down.
It's Goldfarb.
Right, that's what I said. Listen,
listen, you little pissant. You fix this.
Mrs. Silverstein, look, I have a room
Stop
down the...
mispronouncing my name. You are making me very angry.
Right, it's
here.
An honest mistake.
You are ruining my holiday.
Right.
What is your name?
It's Christian Bambino. Look, we have another room, okay? We have another that's a little bit smaller. It fits about 20 people in it comfortably. But here's the thing. The ceilings are lower, so your candelabra things, they're a fire hazard. You can't light those candle things.
What?
So
those candle things, they're called menorahs. What do you mean we can't light?
Menorahs?
That is the whole point.
Your party's at noon, right? It's a 3-hour party. But I got another party already booked in that room at 4 o'clock, okay? So it's going to be already decorated for Christmas. So as long as you're...
Yeah. I can have Christmas decorations? My Hanukkah party?
There's a small nativity scene.
You are killing me.
What if I give you those free tops you wanted, those spinny things, whatever they are?
I can't believe this conversation. I cannot believe this.
If I put you in the Christmas room, I'll give you 6 free Christmas hams. It's the best I could do.
We don't eat ham. You know nothing. Where are you from? What planet dropped you here?
Personally, I think I'm being a saint here, if I may, you know, use the term.
The only thing you're helping
me
do is you're trying to help me into an early grave. That's what you're trying to do.
Sarah, this is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran, the morning show. And your friend Deborah and I are phone tapping you on the radio. Mrs. Goldowitz-Stein.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Deborah, you are a dead woman.
Yeah.
You are a dead woman.
Listen, Sarah.
What you put me through here?
Sarah, listen.
Wait a minute. Do I have that room?
Yes, you have the room.
Oh, Deborah, I'm
going to
get you for this. Yeah. Now let me go get an ice pack for my head.
Christian Bambino.
That was so funny.
Brody. You're so mean. All right. Well, good job, Brody.
Yeah, wait, did you tell her you were Jewish at the end of it all?
Yes, and everyone listening should know that I'm Jewish,
yes.
So I got away with that
because
of it.
All right. So wait, you're Jewish? Now you have license to insult?
Well, I can make menorah and dreidel jokes because that's my people.
Okay, all right.
Those are your peeps.
Those are your peeps.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.